Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Thursday, August 3rd, 2023, 9.06 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area. Well, it is August 3rd, meaning it is Fair Week, and we've got the San Juan County Fair Director, Anna Fredericks, joining us now. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, David.
Hey, how are we doing today?
We're doing good. It's a nice day at the fair. We have kicked that off already. The mini showmanship is in the ring.
Oh, very good. You're live this morning. Got the bunch of livestock events going on today. Tell us what else is happening today, Anna.
So the minis are going to do showmanship, and then they'll have their market classes at 10. At 11 o'clock, they're going to start regular showmanship for hogs, goats, lambs, steers. The showmanship classes are specifically geared to judging the exhibitors and not their animals. So this is where the kids get to show off how well they're doing and how well they know and understand their animal and the things they can do with it. After that, we're going to have the children's fair from 2 to 4 on the grass. There's lots of fun crafts. Everything's free. So bring your little kids down and have some fun. Make something to take home and save forever.
Well, that'll be really good. Let's go back a little bit to yesterday. There was a couple of events going on, goat roping and the Farm Bureau talent find. I know weather kind of impacted those, but they still went on, right?
Yep, we were about 45 minutes late, but we went ahead. Goat roping was great. It was in the barn. We had a lot of folks here, had a good time. The talent find was awesome. Farm Bureau did a great job for us. We really appreciate them and all the local talent who came and participated.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of local talent, lots of little kids dancing and singing, gymnastic routines. But there's a big talent coming tonight, Anna.
Yes, sir. Tonight at 7:30, we're going to kick off our big concert. We'll have our opening act, Zachy Sicarno, back with us again this year. He's got a new an album in the works, but he's got three new singles out already on all the streaming platforms, and they're awesome. We're excited to have him back. And we have Chase Bryant, who has been around a minute, and he's got some great hits and a brand new album, and we're really excited to have him here. So 7:30 at the fairgrounds. We're setting up right now. The stage is already up. We're putting up a big old sound system. It's going to be a great show, so we hope everybody goes out and gets their tickets and comes down and joins us for some fun at the fair tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome show. I've been listening to Chase's music and some interviews with him. And, yeah, he's a great guy. Should be a lot of fun. Again, tickets, you can get them in advance at Relidine in Blanding or the San Juan Record in Monticello. Jill is letting folks know, though, we're not selling tickets after 4:30 at the San Juan Record. So.
And the Relidine will be the same way. Those folks will pull those tickets between 4 and 4:30 so they can send up what's left to Monticello for us to have at the gate. So make sure you get to those ticket locations before 4 to be safe. After that, they'll be available at the fairgrounds.
Yep. Yeah, for just a few bucks more, still go to the concert if you can.
And it looks like we're going to have a beautiful evening, so we're really excited.
Well, very good. Well, we're excited, too. We're going to give away a pair of tickets later on the morning show. We'll give you that number as we move along. But, yeah, it's a great show and should be a good time. Anna, anything else to mention? I know you guys are busy running around.
The fair building is open now, so if you've got an exhibit in the building, you can come on down and see what your ribbon is. If you don't, you can come and see down the things that other people have made and presented to us. There's some very nice things in the fair building, so come enjoy that.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of talented folks in the county.
Just a reminder, the fair building will close at 5:30 when we close the grounds, so when you come to the concert, it will be closed, so be aware of that.
Very good. Thanks, Anna. Again, looking forward to a great show tonight. Chase Bryant should be a lot of fun. Again, we've been speaking with Anna Frederick. She's the San Juan County Fair Director, and appreciate her taking the time this morning. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you, David.
Well, again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As mentioned, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to tonight's concert later on in the show. Don't call the number now, but we'll give it to you now. You're going to be calling 435-587-2277. We'll let you know when to call, but if you want to put that in your phone, it's 435-587-2277. 2277. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back with more local news and happenings. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
The kids may be heading back to school, but summer's still in full swing at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Come check out the great deals on Weber and Blackstone Grills, an outdoor cooking station. 20-pound bags of Ace Wild Bird Food are two for $20. Buy a Milwaukee lithium-ion power tool, get a battery, sander, cutoff tool, or ratchet tool free. Plus, get those painting projects done with over 3,500 unmatchable colors from Benjamin Moore. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Happy summer from the crew at Fiesta Mexicana, serving the best Mexican food and margaritas in Moab. Our fresh, high-quality ingredients and generations of traditional Mexican cooking have made Fiesta Mexicana the locals' favorite year after year. It's our heritage, and we're proud to share it with you. Join us all summer for daily lunch and dinner specials. 202 Main Avenue in Moab, and online at FiestaMexRest.com. Fiesta Mexicana, Moab's choice for authentic Mexican.
Well, again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Morning Show. It's Thursday, which means we've got the latest edition of the Times Independent out now. Joining us now to talk about that latest edition is reporter Sophia Fisher. Sophia, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, tell us what you got in this latest edition of the Times Independent.
Certainly. I think we have a great mix of kind of soft and hard news this week. In one of our biggest pieces of news on the front page, I was lucky enough to speak with Andrea Noyes, who's the new director of the Children's Justice Center in Grand County. The Children's Justice Center is a place kids can find refuge after witnessing a crime or experiencing abuse. It's a place where they can provide testimony of an account of what happened, receive medical examinations, and receive advocacy throughout the process of potentially prosecuting abuse. And interestingly, the Children's Justice Center right now serves both Grand and San Juan County. But I know, and you've reported on this as well, that San Juan County might create their own center come October, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Well, it's a great profile highlighting the work Andrea's doing, and it's an incredible program. So glad to see folks be aware of it, highlight what it does in the community. You've got a lot of other news as well. Tell us what's happening at Grand County School District.
Absolutely. The Grand County School District is focused on reinviting the community back into schools, in the words of Superintendent Taryn Kay. And that can be in the form of encouraging folks to come in and volunteer or work for the school district. They're seeking a variety of positions, including, you know, substitute teachers, paraprofessionals, teaching assistants, bus drivers, I mean, all sorts of different positions. They're definitely in need, you know, of more folks to help out there, and school starts in just about 2 weeks, which is crazy. So I certainly encourage folks to check out the article and look up ways to get involved.
Well, very good. Finally, you got one other story on the front page, really interesting, related to alternative dwellings.
Yes, in some local government news this week, the alternative dwelling overlay, which is a piece of legislation passed last November by Grand County, intended to provide workforce housing in the form of RVs, tiny homes, kind of more unorthodox things, often for seasonal workers, perhaps. That overlay slash legislation underwent new scrutiny Tuesday evening when it came to light to some commissioners who hadn't been on the commission last year that there's no mechanism specifically requiring occupants of those places to be workforce. They are, you know, they cannot be used as short-term rentals or overnight rentals, and they must be rented for at least 60 days. But there's no mandate, you know, specifically requiring them to work here. Some commissioners definitely expressed discontent and concern about that. I think there's still a big question open of, like, how common would it be for somebody not working here to want to live in one of those spots for 60 days? So this is certainly an issue I'm going to try to keep covering in the coming weeks and months.
Well, very good. Sophia Fisher, reporter with the Times Independent, does a great job covering all sorts of issues, so we know you'll do a great job following that alternative dwelling ordinance. Again, the latest edition of the Times Independent is available now. It's got those news stories we mentioned, lots of others as well, obituaries, outdoor news, lots of reasons to pick it up. You can check it out also for free online at moabtimes.com. Sophia Fisher, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, again, our thanks to Sophia Fisher for joining us on the morning show. Joining us now, San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing great. A lot going on today.
Yeah, you're the third guest on the show.
Oh, man, I feel special.
Yeah. Well,
Sophia
yeah.
and Anna, that's pretty tough to follow.
Yeah. We'll have some other guests as well of sorts, as we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to the San Juan County Fair concert tonight. Chase Bryant performing. We'll be giving those away in a later time on the show, so have your phones ready, 435-587-2277. Don't call now. We'll
Not
tell
yet.
You when to call, but we'll be giving away tickets on the morning show.
Oh, should be fun. Funeral notices today. Graveside services for Dolores resident Louis Leon Wall III are today at 10 a.m. at the Areola Cemetery. Visitation for John Joseph Listeman will be at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez from 5 to 7 p.m. this evening, and a funeral mass will be held at St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church tomorrow at 10 a.m. Funeral services for former Monticello resident David Christensen are tomorrow at the Nibley Chapel in Cache Valley. Christensen passed away on July 19th at the age of 95. Funeral services for Johnny Eugene Green will be held at the Cortez Sale Barn at 10 a.m. on Saturday, followed by a horse-drawn procession to Cortez Cemetery. Memorial services for Cajon resident Carol Sue Trudeau will be held at 10 a.m. on Monday, that's August 7th, at the Dove Creek First Baptist Church. A public viewing for Deanne Holyoke will be held from 10 to 11:30 on Saturday, August 19th, at the Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab. There will be a short memorial service and then dedication of the grave following at Sunset Cemetery in Moab. Deanne was married for 66 years and is survived by her husband. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences to those morning at this time. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a break. We'll send you off to the on-air job fair. Be back with more local news and happenings and a pair of those tickets that were given away to the Chase Bryant concert. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including an OB Med Surgical RN on a Traveler 13-week contract. Also seeking an operating room manager, a clinical nurse manager, a dialysis unit clerk, and a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435 435- 678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies and only a few weeks until the school year starts. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for two housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab.
Listen every day to the On Air Job Fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
If you believe in faith, family, and freedom, join the San Juan County Republican Party for their annual Great American President's Dinner and fundraiser, 5:30 August 11th at the Hideout Golf Club in Monticello. Congressman and Super Bowl champion Burgess Owens is the featured speaker. There'll be a silent auction, a gun raffle, and elected officials will give state and local level updates. Visit the San Juan County Utah Republican Party Facebook page or give them a call, 623-512-6910, for more information and tickets. The San Juan County Republican Party Great American President's Dinner and Fundraiser, 5:30 August 11th at the Hideout Golf Club in Monticello.
Something that lasts a lifetime. Enroll in the USU Blanding Welding Certificate Program starting this August. Join our welding courses in the USU Technical Education Building and benefit from world-class facilities and instructors. USU welding students consistently rank among the top in national and international competitions. Embark on a rewarding career in welding. Learn from the experts and develop in-demand skills. Enroll now by calling 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115 or visit us online to start your journey.
Summer's heating up, and Walker's True Value in Moab has everything you need to get it started on the right foot. Come check out the great deals on essentials for your patio, lawn, garden, and home. Walker's True Value is your source for nature-served chicken feeds, where they believe in serving your chickens first so your chickens can provide the best for your family. Come get your summer started right at Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Whether you're buying, selling, or refinancing your home or property, Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency is there to help. With offices in San Juan and Grand Counties, Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services for over 20 years. Anderson Oliver Title is the only locally owned and operated title company in San Juan and Grand Counties and is happy to be part of the community, to work, and to play alongside you, and proud to support high school athletics.
What's going on?
The San Juan County Fair is in full swing through Saturday in Monticello. There's tons of fun for the whole family. Rodeos, a talent find, exhibits, food, mud volleyball, and the big Chase Bryant concert. Find the full schedule in the current edition of the San Juan Record. Entrance fees are waived at national parks around the country on Friday in honor of the anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act, so you won't have to pay to get in, but other fees inside the parks are still in effect. Visit nps.gov for info. Friday and Sunday, the Cortez Rendezvous Hot Air Balloon Rally is back in Park DeVita and bigger than ever. Come check out the beautiful launches each morning at 6:30 and the evening glow-in Friday night at 6:30. For full details, visit shopcortez.com. Also on Friday, the Moab Free Concert Series presents Coletta and Super Yamba Band. The show begins at 7 p.m. at Suwannee City Park. Visit moabfreeconcerts.com for all the details. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Thursday, August 3rd, 2023, 9:29 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Bill, it's Thursday, August 3rd.
Yeah, this early first week in August is generally one of the wettest times of the year. August is generally one of the wettest months of the year. We didn't get much rain yesterday, 6/10ths or 6/100ths in Monticello. Kendall Laws didn't report any precipitation in Blanding. They had a delay last night for a little while at the talent find because of lightning, but ended up being a beautiful evening. Love this time of year. Today is National Watermelon Day. So today's you go out for a watermelon sugar high. Mark Twain once said that watermelon is what the angels eat. And man, it is. Every day is Watermelon Day in Green River. World famous Green River watermelons. They have their watermelon days later in the in September, but today is National Watermelon Day. It's also Cycle to Work Day. It's National Clean Your Floors Day. And this is the one interesting me. It's National Big Forehead Day. So if you got a big forehead, today's your day. One day out of the year.
I've got a really mean thing you can call someone who has a big forehead. I don't know if I should say it.
Not today. Maybe tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow will not be National Big Forehead Day, so maybe we'll address it.
You can call your friend a five head.
Not a forehead, a five head.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, very good. Well, today is the day, National Big Forehead Day. It's a sign of intelligence in some places, and it's a sign of not intelligent in other places, but it's everywhere. It's National Big Forehead Day today. On this day in 1492, Christopher Columbus set sail from Palos, Spain in an attempt to find a western route to India. A couple months later, he happened upon the New World. So, trigger event in history, 1492. On August 3rd, 1976, 47 years ago today, another trigger event in world history. The number one song was Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Elton John and Kiki D. Which I'm still intrigued by the name Kiki D. That's quite a singer's
name. Yeah.
So, and on August 3rd, 1984, gymnast Mary Lou Retton won the all-around gold medal at the Los Angeles Summer Games. It was the first time an American woman had won the gold in the all-around. And it may not be coincidental that the Eastern Bloc was not in attendance at the 1984 Summer Olympics. But Mary Lou Retton, she caught on fire. That was a fun memory. The late singer Tony Bennett, who just passed away a couple weeks ago, would have been 97 years old today. His full name is Anthony Dominic Benedetto. So they got Tony Bennett out of that. New York Jets backup quarterback Zach Wilson, 24 years old today. Martha Stewart's 82. Tom Brady, another quarterback, this time a retired one, is 46 years old today. Six Super Bowl titles. James Hetfield, guitarist and co-founder of Metallica, is 60 years old today. Actor Martin Sheen is 83. Local birthdays today for Nancy Dutcher and Montana Welch. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Valerie would appreciate a call if you have any need, 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call. Listen closely to this number, 435-587-2277. You may need that number here pretty quick. Or you can email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks. Well, it's summer, which means we've got 101 ways to experience San Juan County, a publication of the San Juan Record and San Juan Chamber of Commerce. Number 100 on the list is the Rainbow Bridge. It's the highest natural bridge in the world. It's a jaw-dropping national monument, best accessed by boat along Lake Powell. You can also hike to it on Navajo Nation land. You do need proper permits to go ahead and make that hike. Again, it's nearly as tall as the Statue of Liberty, and you can practically tuck the U.S. Capitol Dome underneath the bridge. Definitely one of the many beautiful things to see in San Juan County. Number 100 on the list, Rainbow Bridge. Also highlighting advertisers in the 101, including Clark's Market, newly remodeled, your hometown grocer in Blanding, 820 South Main. Eat healthy, eat fresh. They've got a deli. They've got soda fountain machine as well, and of course all your produce needs. So Clark's Market in Blanding, advertiser with the 101. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. All right, as promised, we're now looking for caller number four. Caller number four wins a pair of tickets to the Chase Bryant concert. The number again, 435-587-2277. Again, we're looking for caller number four. Call in to 435-587-2277. Caller number four is going to win a pair of tickets to the Chase Bryant concert. Should be a great concert. Did a little looking up at Chase Bryant. He's an interesting guy. He plays his guitar left-handed and upside down. It's a really cool thing. You look for it tonight at the concert.
You know who he learned that from is Paul McCartney from the Beatles.
There we go.
Played a bass left-handed.
All right, again, caller number 435-587-2277. Give us a call. All right, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. We've got our caller number four joining us now. Who do we have with us?
Hello, Melinda.
Hi, Melinda. You're caller number four.
Woo-hoo.
Awesome. You're going to the Chase Bryant concert tonight in Monticello at the San Juan County Fair. Stick on the line. We're going to get your info and get you those tickets, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. And again, here's some more Chase Bryant's Take It On Back. You can get tickets at Relidine and Blanding and at the San Juan Record in Monticello through 4 o'clock tonight. Again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Congratulations to Melinda out of Dove Creek winning those pair of tickets. We'll take a break and be back with the sports report here on Red Rock 92.7.
Parents are a child's first and most important teachers, but parenting doesn't come with a manual. Do you ever wish you had an expert who could come to your house and help you figure it out? Early Intervention provides services to children who are showing developmental delay or have a condition linked with developmental delay like Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, or autism. 85% of brain development occurs before age 3, a perfect window of time to make a lasting impact. Every child born in our community deserves a strong start in life. To refer a child in San Juan County, call 435-375-3663 or visit rootforkids.org.
The San Juan County Fair is back July 29th through August 5th in beautiful Monticello, Utah. You'll find lots of fun for the entire family at the San Juan County Fair. Rodeos, talent find, exhibits, games, great food, and more. Country artist Chase Bryant headlines the big concert on August 3rd at 7 p.m. Junior livestock shows and judging culminates with a big sale on Saturday, August 5th. Check the San Juan Record or social media for a full schedule. A full week of fun July 29th through August 5th. The San Juan County Fair. It's the place to be in 2023. Not at the county fair.
Are you ready to experience the heartbeat of Native culture? Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where tradition comes alive. Join us for an unforgettable celebration at our annual powwow event. August 18th through the 20th, feel the rhythm of the drums, witness breathtaking dances, and immerse yourself in the rich heritage of the Southwest. Special festivities, a thrilling drumming contest, and if you're up for the challenge, dive into the exhilarating hand games tournament. Ute Mountain Casino, the heartbeat of Native culture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Thursday, August 3rd, 2023, 9:43 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show on this Thursday, August 3rd. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. Colorado Rockies 42-66, fifth in the NL West. Another loss to the Padres yesterday, and they'll be in action. They'll have the day off before they head to St. Louis tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Arizona Diamondbacks, they also suffered another loss. They're third in the NL West, 57-52. They lost to the San Francisco Giants yesterday. That put them 3 games back from the Giants and 5.5 games back from the NL West leaders, the LA Dodgers. They'll be in San Francisco this afternoon, 1:45 p.m. is that opening pitch, and an important game there now, just out of the wild card. They're just, let's see, how many games back? 1 game back out of the wild card. So Arizona's going to need to go on a bit of a run here, and it'd be nice to get a win against division foe San Francisco Giants. That'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.